News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's 9 minutes after seven on News Talk Breakfast. There's one story dominating conversations, there's one story dominating the newspapers and indeed global headlines right around the world, and it is the passing of Pope Francis yesterday at the age of 88. He had been pontiff for 12 years. Paola Flynn is Vatican correspondent for EWTN. Paola, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. And you are right, the eyes of the world are set in Rome now.
We know a little bit more about what caused Pope Francis's death. He had been at least present for the Urbi et Orbi blessing on Easter Sunday, had travelled around the Vatican and St. Peter's Square, met J.D. Vance, but obviously something happened to his health later in the day or in the early hours of Easter Monday.
Yes, absolutely. We know the latest news is the cause of death. We know that he had a cerebral stroke, which caused a coma and then irreversible cardiac arrest. Now, let's remember that this was a patient suffering from acute respiratory failure, arterial hypertension, type 2 diabetes. Like, these are serious health issues that Pope Francis had after his double pneumonia. So that's the reason he passed. And the latest news is also that he left a will. He signed a will in 2022. And I wanted to read you one of the beautiful lines on his will. He said that he wants his tomb to be simple, without particular decoration, and with the only inscription, Franciscus. Now, this reflects very well on his life, a man, not a man of extravagance, a man of simplicity. And he also stated, as we know, that he wanted to be buried in the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major, which is this Marian shrine, this beautiful Marian shrine, where he went to pray before setting out on every apostolic journey. So as you see, Jonathan, he's the Pope of gestures, you know, and he keeps on giving these gestures even after he's passed. And at the end of his will, he wrote, "May the Lord give the deserved reward to those who loved me and continue to pray for me. The suffering that became present in the last part of my life, I offer to the Lord for peace and fraternity amongst nations."
What do we know about the funeral? It's likely that he will lie in repose from Wednesday for a number of days before the funeral happens. But cardinals are meeting today and they're going to finalise that detail.
Exactly. So there's a brief period of 9 days for mourning. And there are two very important cardinals at this time. One is the Camaralengo, which is Irish. And then we have the Dean of the School of Cardinals, which is Giovanni Battista Re. So he's the one who's going to celebrate the funeral, the dean, and he's the one who has just announced the general congregations. Now, what are those? Those are preliminary meetings where he invites cardinals from all over the world, from different parts of the world, from Mongolia, from South Sudan, even from my country, El Salvador, to come to Rome. And this is some sort of electoral campaign. They start to talk about what the church needs now. This is exactly the moment when, in 2013, Bergoglio started talking about the peripheries, which, as you know, has been one of his main discourses during his pontificate. So this is a very important moment, and this will start today, this day. So we believe that the funeral is coming soon. We need to be attentive to all the instructions coming from the Basilica.
Okay, Paola Flynn in Vatican City. Thanks very much for joining us from EWTN Catholic News Network. More on that. We'll get reaction from the Irish Church in the next hour.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.